What we're dealing with here is a complete lack of respect for the law.
Hello, suicide hotline, please hold.
Let me turn on the part of my brain that gives a damn.
Well, hold on a minute while I pull that out of my head.
Fuck the fucking fuckers.
You are fined one credit for a violation of the verbal harassment
system. Life sucks, get a fucking helmet, all right?
You know those little do not remove under the penalty of law labels they put on mattresses?
Yeah.
Well, I cut one of them off.
Unlimited technology from the whole universe, and we cruise around in a Ford POS.
Look, you want the asshole of the year award? You get my vote, okay?
Meeting in the middle of the desert always made me nervous. It's a scary place. I knew about the holes in the desert, of course, and everywhere I looked, there could have been a hole.
Have you ever been bitten up?
It doesn't work for me. I gotta have more cowbell.
Your balls are showing.
Thank you for pressing the self-destruct button.
Maniac is imminent. Request advice.
With a firm tone of voice, demand Maniac lie down, hands behind back.
Well, that was a nice move, dumbass.
Marsha, Marsha, Marsha!
I got news for you, pal. You ain't leading but two things right now. Jack and shit. Jack left town.
I always say if you don't feel like a pervert, you ought to act like one.
Upload everything. I want to get it all on the internet tonight.
This is my boomstick! The 12-gauge double-barreled Remington. S-Mart, top of the line. Find this in the sporting goods department. That's right, this sweet baby was made in Grand Rapids, Michigan. Retails for about $109.95. Got a walnut stock, cobalt blue steel, and a hair trigger.
I'm sorry, Dave. I'm afraid I can't do that.
You got one person online, the workload is enough for like 10 users. I think you got a hacker.
I want to get online. I need a computer.
I can carry nearly 80 gigs of data in my head. Implant. Web wire. I had to dump a chunk of long-term memory.
Did you bring me a message?
Leroy Jenkins!
Guess what? I got a fever. And the only prescription is more cowbell.
Warning, warning, Spankwagon Radio is now on the air.
It's
Spankwagon Radio.
Oh, shit!
Ladies and gentlemen, it is Friday night. At least it is if you're listening to me live. And you're listening to the greatest internet radio show ever! You're listening to Spank Wagon Radio. I'm your host, Trencher. Tonight we're going to have a very different show. Not too different if you're a longtime listener. If you found us recently, you may never have run across one of these. Tonight is going to be what's called a show not show. Works pretty simply, actually. What happens is I spin tunes. Now, normally when I get to play the music that I want to play, it's a little bit esoteric. Yeah, and then some. here's what's going to break down tonight. Tonight we've got, in the first hour or so, we've got themed blocks of music that I will be playing. After that, we'll go ahead and kind of just play some other stuff that I've been finding and hunting down. Now, for those of you who don't have a clue, or weren't here last week or whatever, Smack isn't in the studio just for the simple fact that he had to go to Canada for a funeral. So this was a show not show that was very well planned out. I actually knew this one was coming, therefore I was allowed a little bit of time to plan and put some stuff together. So let me give out some of the basics real quick. If you want to play along today, hey, I'm going to be hanging out in the chat room doing some chatting. You can go ahead and check us out by going to spankwagon.net. Click on the cam and chat link. The cam, pretty much worthless. I'm not going to turn on a cam on myself, but you can at least see my nice little graphic, you know. If you want, you can chat with us, though. Click on that cam chat, hit accept, because it's a Java chat. Go into it and chat with myself and other listeners to the show. Let's see what kind of conversations we can spark up in the chat room itself. If you're actually technically, you're kind of like a computer hacksaw, you can go to irc.slashnet.org/LVRocks. That's the studio name where I'm coming from. You can also chat with us there. Let's see. Phone numbers. We're not going to worry about the phone numbers today. Not really going to be answering the phones all that much. So, we're not going to be calling Pizza Hut to see if they got kosher pizza this week. What we're going to do is, like I said, play a show not show, which means I'm going to be playing a lot of music. But this is stuff, hopefully, if I've done my homework right, some of this stuff you've never heard before. Some of this stuff you may have never ran across. Some of the stuff you may like, just forgot about. So what we're going to do is, why don't we start that off right away? Let's start this off with the Power of Lard, Dead Kennedys.
Fire!
Dead Kennedys, ladies and gentlemen. Ah, gotta love them. Power of lard. So now what you're listening to is Spank Wagon Radio. Now, it's not a normal show because, well, half of my crew isn't here, hence Smack. We don't have any guests or anything planned, nothing special going on tonight. So what we're going to do, what I'm going to do, is to play whatever the fuck I can find. Whatever the fuck I feel like, I guess, is kind of how it works out. So what I got already was, again, Dead Kennedys, Power of Lard, but I got a block now, and maybe you can catch the hint of what this block is. But it's going to be four songs or four tracks. Let me just say that for sake of clarity. We got four tracks coming up. Go ahead, tune in, listen, relax. Join the chat room. Go to spankwagon.net. Click on the cam and chat link. It's off to the left-hand side there. Also, while you're at Spankwagon, don't forget to check out the Frapper map. Put a pin in the map. Tell us where our tell me, the host, where my listeners are from. That's kind of cool, you know? Also, don't forget we have Booby the Game, which next week wraps up because, hey, you know, Booby the Game, we get to figure out how old the person with the brand new boobies is. All right, so here's what we got. Let's jump right into the next four tracks. Spank Wagon Radio.
Hello, teenage America.
I think Pizza Hut is the cockiest pizza chain on the planet because Pizza Hut will accept all competitors' coupons. That makes me wish I had my own pizza place. Mitch's Pizzeria. This week's coupon, unlimited free pizza. Special note, coupon not good at any of the Mitch's Pizza locations. Free pizza oven with purchase of a small Coke. 2 for Tuesday. Buy one pizza, get one franchise free.
You're the Pepsi generation. I need a Pepsi. I need a Pepsi. I need a Pepsi.
Brand loyalty, just feel good about me. Don't know what else to say.
Open it.
And I don't know why. There's a voice inside my head that makes me go out and buy. I buy a Pepsi, buy a Pepsi. Buy a Pepsi after drinking some beer. Buy a Pepsi, buy a Pepsi. Buy a Pepsi after beating up a queer. Pepsi after beating up a queer.
Buy Pepsi after drinking some beer. Pepsi, I'm Pepsi, run away.
Pepsi now.
We might as well come right out with it.
I need a Pepsi sometime.
All flavors have that happy taste.
And I don't know why.
Except Sarsaparilla. We haven't quite hit that happy, carefree note in Sarsaparilla.
There is a voice inside my head.
Now please don't misunderstand.
I need a Pepsi.
Our Sarsaparilla is absolutely dependable.
I need a Pepsi today.
It's trustworthy. It's loyal.
Right away.
And many fine, upstanding citizens love it.
Pepsi, a really good mix of Pepsi.
But it just isn't what we call happy.
Pepsi, a really good mix of Pepsi. Pepsi today.
You take our orange, it's absolutely rollicking.
Fountain Pepsi.
Our lemon is almost giggling.
Maybe a 12-ounce Pepsi.
Our black cherry and black raspberry are so bubbling with happiness, they dance in the glass.
Maybe 16-ounce Pepsi.
We're sorry about Sarsaparilla.
Pepsi.
Why isn't it happy?
Pep, open it. Pep, open it.
Pep, open it, I tell you, see.
Well, let me ask you.
I don't like Coke or RC. I only like Pepsi. Or Mountain Dew better. With the cool, smooth
Mountain Dew. Pepsi, which makes Mountain Dew.
Pepsi, which makes Mountain Dew.
Thank you. fool, stupid, and contagious. Here we are now, entertain us. Moroto, now I know.
Alrighty, ladies and gentlemen, you are listening to the greatest internet radio show ever. You're listening to Spankwagon Radio. So now, so far we've had some very, esoteric shit played, and I think everybody's liking it. I know people are talking about what a trip. What I have is I went nuts this last couple weeks with audio collage remixes and covers of a sort. Audio collages like from DJ Pan's Head, Negative Land. Look up Negative Land. Great story behind those guys. Just got other things like Disco, who I think his name is Disco the No-Hallant Tack, or that No-Hallant Tack. I don't know his full tagline. Anywho, I think what we're going to do is keep playing music. Remember, if you want to join us, go ahead and go into the chat room. Go to spankwagon.net, click on Cam and Chat. You'll be able to join us live. We got a pretty good chat room, and I see I got a lot of great listeners, so hey. Go ahead, click in, enjoy, chat, and enjoy the music. Now, for another block, I don't know. Maybe you'll be able to pick up the centralized theme of this block. Anywho, enjoy.
Superman is Commercial break.
The government has now banned the carrying of spears.
Stop about every 1,000 miles, ain't asking too much, is it?
You might wish to stay on and listen.
It was a place where everything was legal.
I met this woman.
So if you're looking for emotional satisfaction, my advice to you is seek professional help.
Thank you for joining us live on the air.
My pleasure.
One nation under God has turned into one nation under the influence of one drug. Television, the drug of a nation, breeding ignorance and feeding radiation. On television, the drug of a nation, breeding ignorance and feeding radiation. TV, its satellite links are United States of unconsciousness. Apathetic, therapeutic, and extremely addictive. The methadone metronome, pumping out 150 channels 24 hours a day. You can flip through all of them, and still there's nothing worth watching. TV is a reason why less than 10% of our nation reads books daily. Why most people think Central America means Kansas. Socialism means un-American, and apartheid is a new headache remedy. Absorbed in this world is so hard to find us, it shapes our minds the most. Maybe the mother of our nation should remind us that we're sitting too close to the television, the drug of a nation, breeding ignorance and feeding radiation. On television, the drug of a nation, breeding ignorance and feeding radiation. TV is a stomping ground for political candidates, where bears in the woods are chased by Grecian foremen and bald eagles. TV is mechanized politics, remote control over the masses, co-sponsored by environmentally safe gases. Watch for the PBS special. It's a perpetuation of the two-party system, where image takes precedence over wisdom, where soundbite politics are served to the fast food culture, where straight teeth in your mouth are more important than the words that come out of it. Race baiting is the way to get selected. Will he Horton or will he not get elected? On television, the drug of a nation, breeding ignorance and feeding radiation. On television, the drug of a nation, breeding ignorance and feeding radiation.
On the screen is an address where you can mail your tithe offering or gift of love.
Okay, got the idea? All right, now let's practice it.
Is it the reflector or the director? Does it imitate us or do we imitate it? Because a child watches 1,500 murders before he's 12 years old. And then we wonder why we created a Jason generation that learns to laugh rather than abhor the horror. TV is a place where armchair generals and quarterbacks can experience firsthand the excitement of video warfare as the theme song is sung in the background. Sugar sweet sitcoms that leave us with a bad actor taste, while pop stars metamorphosize into soda pop stars. You saw the video, you heard the soundtrack. Well, now go buy the soft drink. Well, the only cola that I support would be a Union COLA cost of living allowance. On television, the drug of a nation, breeding ignorance and feeding radiation. On television, the drug of a nation, breeding ignorance and feeding radiation. Again, new and improved, we return to our irregularly programmed schedule, hidden cleverly between heavy-breasted beer and car commercials. CNN, ESPN, ABC, BBC, TNT, but mostly BS, where oxymoronic language like virtually spotless, fresh, frozen, light, yet filling, and military intelligence have become standard. TV is a place where phrases are redefined, like recession to necessary downturn, crude oil on a beach to moose, civilian death to collateral damages,
being killed by your own army is now called friendly fire. TV is a place where the pursuit of happiness has become the pursuit of trivia, where toothpaste and cars have become sex objects, where imagination is sucked out of children by a cathode ray nipple. TV is the only wet nurse that would create a cripple. Television, the drug of the nation, breeding ignorance, feeding radiation. On television, the drug of the nation, breeding ignorance and feeding radiation. On television, the drug of the nation, breeding ignorance and feeding radiation. On television, the drug of the nation, breeding ignorance and feeding radiation.
Alrighty, ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to Spank Wagon Radio. I'm your host, Trencher. Wow, we've got a lot of action in the chat room. If you're not in the chat room, you're really fucked off, man, because you need to get there. Go to spankwagon.net, click on the cam/chat link. The cam isn't going on because I don't have boobs in the studio, or smack. You know, I'm not really all worth looking at, but I do have the chat running, and it's going full steam. It looks like Iowa pretty much has dominated. Like, if they're from Iowa, they're in the chat. I shit you not. What you were just listening to, a little bit of a TV theme I was going for there. The group, actually, really cool shit. They only come out like one or maybe two albums. They're called Disposable Heroes of the Hypocrisy. Oh, this is interesting. Let's find out what this is all about. Spank Wagon Radio, you're on the air.
Hey, what's up?
How's it going?
Oh, it could be better.
So you're right now leeching bandwidth, huh?
Actually, yeah, I'm leeching bandwidth.
Oh, by the way, everybody on the phone is the former co-host of Spank Wagon Radio, Claude Balls.
That's right, Claude Balls. Yes, I'm on the internet. I'm leeching bandwidth, though, and it's one thing to, like, you know, war drive at night and shit, because, you know, you're driving around, and you're sitting in a hot spot, see if it's live, but it's something else entirely to have to, like, park and have to, like, watch your back because, like, I'm stealing a neighbor's bandwidth right now. And I'm like,
you're stealing bandwidth just to listen to the show.
I'm stealing bandwidth just to listen to the show.
Can I say something real quick?
Yes.
I love you, man.
Yes, you know what? You'd love me even more if I could find the cassette adapter so I could listen to the show through my car stereo.
Oh, you would really be... All right. How's Houston treating you? Let's do a quick kind of an update. You moved to Houston. You're actually outside of Houston, technically speaking.
Yes. Very, very interesting. Things didn't go as planned. On the way down here, I actually had a breakdown in the U-Haul truck and got stranded out in Fort Worth outside of downtown.
So you got pissed off and started all those fires in Fort Worth.
You know what? Well, don't even start about that. I had to drive down to the Texas Panhandle through the Oklahoma fires.
Right.
And the engine compartment on my Jeep, my DeLorean, and my Ford is completely red with Oklahoma dust that blew down.
Ooh.
Aside from cotton, I've been having to pick out, too.
Cotton?
Cotton field.
You been working in the field, boy?
No, man. I ain't picking that cotton, man. No, so the truck broke down. Everything's covered in goddamn grease and Oklahoma dirt that blew down.
Uh-huh.
Yes. I found out in Houston, Jesus is pretty big here.
Duh. You're right there in one of the holes in the Bible Belt.
Well, you'd love it. They have a Catholic channel, and five times a day they do live penance with Catholics singing Hail Marys or whatever.
Oh, joy. Just get me all over that shit right now.
That was great. I even saw the Mother Superior picking her nose on TV while saying a Hail Mary.
Ha ha.
Yeah, that
gotta, was... Gotta love those live feeds. Hey, so you're doing good. The truck broke down, but you're doing good. You're in a place, and you're leeching bandwidth to listen to the show.
Yes, and come Monday morning, I have a lot more jobs to put in with. I've already put in with a cable company here. I also have to get my phone switched to a local number so people don't, you know, see me more here. Get my thing in. I'm putting in with various companies, too, down here. But the one company I really kind of wanted to work for actually turned me down.
Yeah, you wanted to work for DeLorean Motor Company because you are you're a DeLorean fanatic. You are an evangelist for DeLorean.
Matter of fact, the guy who owns the place, his name is Steven Wynn. No relation to the casino guy. Thank God.
Funny. Wait. There's a DeLorean owner named Ed Bernstein, which is an Ed Bernstein here in Vegas, and there's a DeLorean guy who's named Steve Wynn, and there's a Steve Wynn who's like the big mogul here in Vegas.
That's right.
Weird.
But what happened was, yeah, because he was on TV a while back, and they wanted to, like, build new cars, so that was kind of a dream of mine to say, you know what, I build brand new DeLoreans when they open up their assembly line, but I went in because... Get this, I even drove up, and there's a big help wanted sign in their window.
So they want help.
And I walk in, and the guy, and they knew who I was, but they said, no, we have a strict policy, we will not hire anyone who is a DeLorean owner.
Tell them you sold it.
So, yeah, that'll go over well.
I want a job,
lying.
I sold my car.
They'll know I'm lying at that point.
Yeah, I know.
I was really kind of bummed by that, you know? Like I said, my entire plan didn't hinge around that. If it did, I'd be fucked.
Yeah, you'd be fucked.
But I was really kind of disappointed in that. But, you know, I'll have to kick ass to live somewhere else here. Right now, I'm in Montgomery. I'm on Lake Conroe, quite literally. I'm in a condo on the 18th green of the Walden Golf Course.
Oh, how nice.
Yes. It's very nice indeed.
So, all right, well, I've got to get back to stuff, but for you, later on in the show, I've got some Mojo Nixon and Jello Biafra.
Ah.
And I got some of those songs I was playing for you, so why don't I get back to the show, Claude? Always great to hear from you, dude.
Why, thank you.
Always and, great. Don't forget.
I'll be hanging on the chat room, and if I have to book something, it's because someone sees me.
We understand. All right, Claude.
All right, I'll talk to you later.
Thanks for calling, man.
You got it.
Bye. All right, Claude Balls, the former co-host for the past like 4 years of Spank Wagon Radio, leeching bandwidth and unemployed in Houston. I don't know if this is a good idea. Really quick, just to mention a few things that have been going on in the chat room. I mentioned earlier Booby the Game, which you can find on spankwagon.net on the left-hand side under Fun Stuff. Here's the thing. We have someone who's going to submit boobs, which totally fucking rocks. One request, if possible, can you write Spank Wagon on your boobs? Just kind of lets us know they're real and it's not coming from some porn site or some copyrighted photo. Little thing we like to do to make sure that, you know, this stuff's above air, kind of above the line. All right, folks, I got more stuff. Like I said, you know, I got Jello Biafra from the Dead Kennedys, more stuff from him, Mojo Nixon, pretty good shit. And that's specifically the two blocks there coming up in a little while are specifically for Claude, and I'll make sure to point that out again. What we got to go now is we got to make sure that we're doing our public service part. We have to do our PSAs because, you know, anybody who does radio knows it's all about doing PSAs and not really much about, you know, entertaining people. Anyway, you're listening to the greatest internet radio show ever. You're listening to Spank Wagon Radio.
We interrupt this program with a special bulletin. America is now under martial law. All constitutional rights have been suspended. Stay in your homes. Do not attempt to contact loved ones, insurance agents, or attorneys. Shut up. Do not attempt to think or depression may occur. Stay in your home. Curfew is at 7 p.m. sharp after work. Anyone caught outside the gates of their subdivision sectors after curfew will be shot. Remain calm. Do not panic. Your neighborhood watch officer will be by to collect urine samples in the morning. Anyone caught interfering with the collection of urine samples will be shot. Houses will be inspected for trace elements at noon. Anyone who fails to display the required embossed black velvet Mexican painting of Alexander Haig on their living room wall will be shot. Cameras and surveillance equipment will be posted on all lampposts and streetlights. Anyone failing to attend required worship services on Sunday will be promptly arrested and dispatched to a re-education resort. Stay in your homes. Remain calm. The number one enemy of progress is questions. National security is more important than individual will. All sports broadcasts will proceed as normal. No more than two people may gather anywhere without permission. Use only the drugs prescribed by your boss or supervisor. Shut up! Be happy! Obey all orders without question. The comfort you've demanded is now mandatory. Be happy. At last, everything is done for you. California, Colorado. California, Colorado. California, Colorado. California.
Your governor, Pete Wilson, you know, the baddest governor to ever grab a mic and go boom. Give me a budget, watch me hack it. Give me a beat and I'll show you how to jack it. I give the rich a giant tax loophole. I leave the poor living in a poop hole. At a time when AIDS is in a crisis, I cut health care and I raise prices. Sales tax, snack tax, excise tax, information tax with a newspaper tax. It's the pocketbooks of working families, increased tuition at the universities. One day I'll command all of you. Even your kids are gonna pray to me in school. Soon I'm going to be the president. You might remember the last one this state sent. California, Hooverallis. California, Hooverallis. California, Hooverallis. California, Hooverallis. Surprised to know the great communicator. Wanna be known as the great incarcerator. I'll blow environmentalists away, and I'll be the Fuhrer someday. I keep cutting public education, even though we rank 45th in the nation. I've got a plan for the minorities. Send them to the California Youth Authority. From San Francisco Urban Elementary to Pelican Bay State Penitentiary. There they can work for the master race and always wear a happy face. Close your eyes, it can't happen here. Big brother in his squad car's coming near. Come enjoy the surf and sun and keep California number one. California, Hoover Island. 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 California, Hoover Island.
Alrighty, ladies and gentlemen, California Uber Alice, a Dead Kennedys cover done by Disposable Heroes of the Hypocrisy. And again, great fucking song. And before that, you actually heard that was Jello Biafra doing a PSA, basically, from one of his spoken word albums after he left Dead Kennedys, or they dissolved, or, you know, whatever drama happens in the music world. What I got next, actually, is just a couple nice, simple instrumentals. And then we'll do a nice little regular spank wagon bit while we can. What you're going to hear, though, I want everybody to take note. When you hear Axel F, don't think Crazy Frog. No, don't think that. Don't think Beverly Hills Cop. No, don't think that. When you hear Axel F, think Rocket. And that's all I'm going to say. For those of you who know what I'm talking about, great. For those of you who figured it out, even better. But just think Rocket. You're listening to the greatest internet radio show ever. You're listening to Spank Wagon Radio. We'll be back.
Let's hear now an example of correct microphone placing. Presumably, for something like that, you'd be using a very large number of microphones, wouldn't you?
So there you go, a little bit from Propeller Heads with Beboxing and Rocket. Actually, they call it Frocket, F-R-O-C-K-I-T. I think you guys can figure this out. Anywho, I think we need to do one of our traditional bits. Wouldn't be Spank Wagon if we didn't honor someone, you know, like our dead celebrities. Ladies and gentlemen, dead celebrities of the week. Singer Lou Rawls has passed away. Lou Rawls died this morning at Cedars-Sinai Medical Center in Los Angeles. Cedars-Sinai, when it's your time to go, come here to go there. He was being treated for lung cancer and brain cancer. A spokesman said his wife, Nina, was at his bedside when he died. His velvet voice sold more than 40 million albums and won 3 Grammy Awards. His hits included, You'll Never Find Another Love Like Mine. Lou Rawls was 72. And he's your dead celebrity of the week. Yeah, okay, that gets old really effing quick. All right, you're listening to Spank Wagon Radio. Now, as I said just a little bit ago, I told Claude I have a song for him. I have a couple songs. These are specifically for him, being that he's moved down into that Bible Belt area, moved down into Texas. Because he's there, we have for him some Mojo Nixon and Negative Land. This is going to be slightly challenging, and that's what the point is. Challenge, challenge, challenge. Anywho, enjoy.
Give me a big ugly G, boys. Yeah, rednecks were in caves, banging sticks together. They was drinking homemade wine made out of elephant testicles and shit. There was the original redneck back in the caveman Cro-Magnon big dick days. The day that everybody had a big dick. All women had motors in their pussies. Nobody had a job. It was a glorious time on the planet Earth. Are you ready to hear my sideways super psycho girth? I am ready to shout Bama Lama down in Alabama. Are you ready, boys?
Yeah!
Oh! Yeah! Well, Bubba the Leonard was down to Skinner when the moonshine still exploded. Thought it fired a gun, then it started to run, and everybody reloaded. Then it got in the truck, let's go get drunk. Jingle, cans of hot beer. Went out of nowhere, there stood a bear, but they only hit the deer. They got
wilderness. 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 He said, wilderness. 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 He said, the wilderness. Out of the wilderness, out of the wilderness, out of the wilderness, out of the wilderness.
Carve, he said, this nation, carve 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 this nation, out carve this nation, out carve this nation, out carve this nation, out nation, out Bible, he said, the Bible, carved, he said, and the Bible, carved this out machine, he said, the machine, and the Bible, submachine, submachine gun, the Bible, and the submachine gun, carve this nation, brass knuckles, the submachine gun, and the Bible, knives, brass knuckles, and the submachine gun, bayonets, knives, brass knuckles, and the submachine gun, pistols, bayonets, knives, brass knuckles, and the submachine gun, axe handles, pistols, bayonets, knives, brass knuckles, and the submachine gun, shotguns, axe handles, pistols, bayonets, knives, brass knuckles, and the submachine gun, carbines, shotguns, axe handles, pistols, bayonets, knives, brass knuckles, and the submachine gun. America, he said, America on a gun built on a gun. America was built. The gun was built on a gun. It's good to see all of you there toting guns, he said. America was built on a gun. The gun and the Bible carved this nation out of the wilderness. Mayor Dukes, if you want our guns, come out and get them.
Gentlemen, we'll be setting our slag heat, drinking and shooting the pistol at the little pools of fire winking at them in the darkness.
Bam, bam, bam!
Your bullet can't see red. You are the eyes, the mind, and the will of every bullet you fire. Reason enough to take great care. And reason enough to remember again that liquor always comes later, after the guns are cleaned and racked. That's the time to relax with a drink. The only time.
This is the wild side of life, ain't it, Wilgus? Wilgus just grinned and opened him another beer. Let's go over to the car listener radio while...
Alrighty, what you have is you have Spank Wagon Radio with me, your host, the ever-present, actually, compared to a lot of other people, Trencher. Alright, the chat room's buzzing. Hey, you know, we have another LV rocker in there, Lonnie, goes by Saber Sorcerer, and it's pronounced Linux. Linux, okay? Fuck, Linux. I've said it. Years we've been going over this. Anywho, what that was you were just listening to was Negative Land. Absolutely kick-ass sound collage and experimental music. And yeah, music can kind of be... Oh, I don't know. Music can kind of be one of those words that you don't... It loosely applies to this, but it's good stuff, and downright creepy in some things, because, hey, you know what, some things are, you know, just gotta be said, and to me, Gun in the Bible, name of the song from Negative Land, is a great political, I don't know, I'm sprouting off of the mouth. Hey, you're listening to Spank Wagon Radio, and let me just tell you right now, when we do the next round of Booby the Game, we'll prime cans for you, folks. We're going to put those up after we conclude next week's game. But I'll tell you what, we love the participants. You guys rock. So we'll get those photos up there with Spank Wagon written on the boobs and fun stuff to play. Anywho, see, just show me boobs and I get all excited and I lose track and I don't have my playlist fully loaded. See what happens? All right, what we're going to do is play a couple more. Another one for Propeller Heads and another one after that from Negative Land. Enjoy. You're listening to the greatest internet radio show ever. And I got to pay the bills, so I apologize for this. But, hey, keep listening. Keep chatting. IRC.slashnet.org, pound LV Rocks, or go to spankwagon.net and click on Cam and Chat. We'll be back.
Looking for some place to host your website? Or maybe you already have a host and are looking for a better deal? Then check out AnywhereHost.com. AnywhereHost.com offers 24/7 live technical support, a 99.99% network availability guarantee, and with packages starting as low as under $10 a month, you can see why hundreds are making the move to AnywhereHost.com. Visit the website for all the hosting packages available at AnywhereHost.com or call toll-free at 1-888-863-4383. That's 1-888-863-4383.
autonomous Komi Republic, which is part of the Russian Federation, is situated in the far northwest of Europe and spreads up to the Arctic part of the Ural Mountains. It's crossed by 9 northern parallels. 10 fair-sized European states could be placed on its territory. Besides indigenous residents, that is, the Komi people, there are also Russians, Ukrainians, Nenets, Chuvashis, and Tartars. And now, let's go back into history a little bit. A boy lying on skins behind our backs was turning the knobs of a small transistor radio. And the tent was suddenly filled with an announcer's voice speaking Komi. Then with music from Moscow, followed by English and French speech.
The recording was made at the Moscow Theater of Musical Miniatures.
Now, back to modern times.
Your attention, please. At the recommendation of the International Time Bureau, commencing at 23 hours, 59 minutes, 60 seconds UTC, an extra second will be inserted into the NBS time scale. This adjustment is required to maintain internationally coordinated universal time as broadcast from these stations in close agreement with UT1 or astronomical time.
WA6ODB with a question.
Do you know how many time zones there are in the Soviet Union?
And about power.
We
got so much power now.
Do you know how many time zones there are in the Soviet Union?
We got so much power now. That's ridiculous.
Do you know how many time zones there are in the Soviet Union?
Power and all that. That's power. We got so much power. That's ridiculous.
We have
power, 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 power now. Ridiculous. We got so much power now.
Do you know how many time zones there are in the Soviet Union?
It's not even funny. That's ridiculous.
Do you know how many?
It's not even funny. That's ridiculous.
Do you know how many?
That's ridiculous.
Do you know how many times?
That's ridiculous. It's not even funny. It's not even funny. It's not even funny.
Do you know how many time zones there are in the Soviet Union?
It's not even funny. How many time zones?
Yeah. We have four in this country, right?
How many time zones?
Yeah.
Hello? 1, 2, 3.
Four in this country, right?
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
4, 1, 2, 3. Yes, sir.
Right?
1, 2, 3. Yes, sir. Yeah. 4 time zones?
Yeah. We have four in this country, right?
No, sir.
We have.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
And,
Do you know how many time zones they have?
Yes, sir. No, sir. I never really studied that up.
11.
11. It's not even funny.
11.
11. That's ridiculous.
11.
11. Well, that's what we can do. We can go anywhere because we live here. We can go anywhere else.
But not only the right of free travel, I'm saying 11.
11. 1, 2, 3. Yes, sir.
11.
11.
That's how big they are.
Yeah. 11.
That's how big they are.
Yeah. Yeah, I can believe that. I'm a firm believer in that.
You're right.
1, 2, 3. 4. Yes, sir. 1, 2, 3. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. The Soviet Union's the whole half side of the world.
Yeah.
And we're just one little tenth of the globe.
Yeah.
When you talk about fighting, we're a country that we're a firm believer on Christ, and it's called help thy neighbor. Do not kill, do not, you know, steal, cheat, lie from everybody. That's why we have to have computers, because man, nobody is perfect, you know. It's not even funny. And about power, man, nobody is perfect. You know.
So what is your point?
Nobody is perfect. You know.
So what is your point, Glenn?
There's two things they don't talk about. One's politics, and the other one's religion. The reason you don't talk about them is because they combine in each other. You know what I'm saying?
Do you know how many time zones there are in the Soviet Union?
You know what I'm saying?
Don't you kid yourself. Thanks, Glenn, for the. Just thanks for the good thoughts.
This concludes our transmission to Oceania.
However, listeners in East Asia may continue listening on the following shortwave frequencies. 6110, 7230, 9565, 9760, 15160, and 15425 kilohertz.
Separate them.
Here it comes.
Oh, shit. Everybody's talking about what we got going on. You're listening to the greatest internet radio show ever. You're listening to Spank Wagon Radio, whether it's live, in the archive, through the podcast, or on any of our syndicates out there. What we've been doing tonight is a show not show because Smack, my co-host, is currently in Canada, A. Hopefully he's freezing his ass off. Because who the fuck would want to go north in the winter? In January. Ugh. Pathetic. All right. What you were just listening to is Time Zones, that last bit, from Negative Land. And before that, it was On Her Majesty's Secret Service, done by the Propeller Heads. I kind of went nuts with the Negative Land, so we're going to have some more challenging music, if you will, in there. So everybody can enjoy that. I love it. Time Zones, Claude in the chat room points out that this is like eavesdropping on CB. Kinda, yeah, you're right. Anywho, let's see, what am I doing? Boy, we're starting to run out of time. This is very sad for me. Because I've actually had a good time doing the show tonight, and, you know, kind of playing some music and having time to prepare for a show not show. Toe asked earlier in the show if we're ever going to do user submitted or listener submitted show not show stuff again. You know what? That sounds like a great idea. Maybe sometime later in the year we will definitely do that, because we do love knowing and finding out what our listeners prefer to listen to. Some of you guys, like, we know Akari listens to some really cracked out, steroided, fucking epileptic Disney shit. We want to find out what you listen to. So maybe down the road we will go ahead and do a listener-submitted show, not show, where you send me the titles and albums, and, you know, I'll do the work for you. I'll even find the music. Just send me a couple songs, and we'll play it. Right now what we're going to do, though, is we're going to click back into the music. This time, I got some Negative Land coming up again here soon, but I have Lords of Acid first. Everybody loves Lords of Acid. I kind of went nuts with them, too, when I downloaded and found shit. Anywho, you're listening to the greatest internet radio show ever, Spank Wagon Radio. Well, damn it, play the song. Thank you.
Yeah.
kittens, and whiskers on roses, satin sashes, instant soaps, and crisp eyelashes with noodles, wild geese that fly with their wings tied up in strings. These are a few of my favorite things. Ponies in dresses and warm, warm doorbells and brown raindrops. Girls with blue whiskers tied up with noodles. Wild kettles that fly with white copper wings. These are a few of my favorite things. The dog barks and the bee stings. I simply remember my favorite things. And then I feel so colored girls tied up with blue satin sashes, wild brown girls tied up in warm springs, wild white girls that melt into those cream. These are a few of my favorite things. Those cream on ponies, those cream on kittens, nose cream on roses and nose cream on buttons. Bells and 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 wild geese. When the bee stings, I simply remember my dog bites. And then I feel so, so
all right, you're listening to Spank Wagon Radio. That one was my favorite things, Negative Land. Vokuris actually gave a great suggestion. If you're into this, if you're into the audio collage, if you're kind of starting to dig it, go to Pandora.com, put Negative Land into there, see what you come up with, because it's a lot of good stuff. Now, I'm looking at the clock, and I better do this now. And for those of you who don't know, I see we have new listeners tonight. It's now time in the show when I give every one of you, well, just a little, you know, some for being a listener and, you know, being some of the faithful.
I'm in with the out crowd. I'm in with the out crowd.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is now time for me to give out your mad props. But because there's so many fucking one of you, I gotta just give a bulk mad props. So let me just do this in no particular order. Let me give mad props to Airwolf, Anorexic Pillow, Claude X, I never thought I'd say this, Cyber Sorcerer, Guesty, Ikari, Jenny, Oh Shit, Scope, Stinky Rock Colon, Virtual One, and Vokuris. And Diggs. I think I got Diggs. But hey, everybody, you've earned your mad props! Mad props. And that was like, dude, that's a awesome. Everybody in the chat room, dude, break your fucking elbows, patting yourselves on the back, because you guys rock. Definitely one of the busier chat rooms that we've had so far. I'll even say one of the busier chat rooms we've had so far this year. Just got to say that. All right, you're listening to Spank Wagon Radio. For those of you tuning in, this is a show not show, which means that, you know, instead of doing the news and the topical and the boobies and everything in the studio, I'm playing music, just pure and simple music. I'm playing this for you guys, you know, so you can kind of get, you know, branch out a little, because, you know, some people hear this shit, some people have no clue what, you know, what else is out there. They're stuck in their regular AM, FM dials. Maybe they branch out into XM and Sirius a little bit, but even there, you may not hear some of these things. You may, though, and that'd be cool. So I think what we're going to do now is play, you know, kind of go off. No more themes. I think we've burned out the themes. Yeah, we've burned out the theme. So now I just got music to play. So here's what we're going to do, folks. We're going to play. We're going to keep going. We're here. until 9 o'clock Vegas time. I'm sure you could figure out your time. Got a watch. Think about that. All right, so you're listening to the greatest internet radio show ever, Spankwagon Radio.
To the motherfucking greatest. Turn the music up in the headphones. Tim, you can go and brush your shoulders off, nigga. I got you. Yeah, if you're feeling like a pimp, nigga, go and brush your shoulders off. Ladies is pimps too, go and brush your shoulders off. Niggas is crazy, baby, don't forget that boy told you kick that dirt off your shoulder. I probably owe it to y'all. Probably be locked by the force, trying to hustle some things. That go with the Porsche, feeling no remorse, feeling like my hand was forced. Middle finger to the law, nigga, gripping my balls. Said the ladies, they love me, from the bleachers, they screaming. All the ballers is bouncing, they like the way I be leaning. All the rappers be hating, off the trap that I'm making. But all the hustlers, they love it, just to see one of us make it. Came from the bottom of the bottom, to the top of the pops. Nigga, London, Japan, and I'm straight off the block. Like a running back, get it, man, I'm straight off the block. I can run it back, nigga, cause I'm straight with the rock. Come on. If you feeling like a pimp, nigga, gone, brush your shoulders off. Woo! Ladies is pimps too, gone, brush your shoulders off. Woo! Niggas is crazy, baby, don't forget that boy told your kid that dirt off your shoulder, you gotta get 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 that dirt off your shoulder. Your homie hove in position in the kitchen with so
stretch out the coca like a wrestler. Yes, sir. Keep the heck of the close. You know the smokers will test you, but like 52 cards went out. I'm through dealing now. 52 bars come out. Now you feel them now. 52 cards roll out. Remove ceiling in case 52 bras come out. Now you chilling with a boss. Vintage cards, FC on the sleeve. At the 40-40 club, ESPN on the screen. I play the grip for the jeans. Plus the slippers is clean. No chrome on the wheels. I'm a grown-up for real. Chief feeling like a pimp, nigga. Gone, brush your shoulders off. Ladies is pimps too. Gone, brush your shoulders off. Niggas is crazy, baby. Don't forget that boy told your kid. That dirt up your shoulder, you gotta get. 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 That dirt up your shoulder, your boy back in the building. Brooklyn, we back on the map. Me and my beautiful bitch in the back of that back. I'm the realest to run it. I just happen to rap. I ain't got a clap at them niggas scared of that black. I dropped that black album, then I back out it as the best rapper alive. Nigga, acts about me from bricks to billboards, from grams to Grammys, the O's the opposite. Off and in, you got a pardon, Jay. For selling out the garden in the day. I'm like a young Marvin in his hay. I'm a hustler, homie. You a customer crony. Got some dirt on my shoulder. Could you brush it off for me? If you feeling like a pimp, nigga, gone, brush your shoulders off. Ladies is pimps too, gone, brush your shoulders off. Niggas is crazy, baby. Don't forget that boy told your kid. That dirt off your shoulder, you got a kid. That dirt off your shoulder, you got a kid. That dirt off your shoulder, you got a kid. Dirt off your shoulder, you gotta get dirt off your shoulder.
Friday, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to, well, if you haven't figured it out by now, you're really fuck out of luck. You're listening to Spank Wagon Radio. I'm your host, Trencher. As I said, we've been doing a show not showing. I'm looking at the clock, and I only got time for one more song. So I'm going to shut up. We're going to play another one of those kind of audio collage remix songs, this time by DJ Pantshead. And I'll be back, and we'll take it out. So here's one more. Now, I'm reading the chat room as you know, I do these things, and I get told I sound like Bob Saget. Okay. Hey, you're listening to Spank Wagon Radio, and it's about time for us to start wrapping this show up. So, boy, it's been actually a really great show-not show. Everybody's been hanging out in the chat room. Everybody's been really cool. We hope you come back next week when we do have a normal show. Normal is kind of, you know, what we strive for, I think. Fail miserably every fucking week. But next week we'll have Smack in here. We'll also have our guest in studio with her boobs showing them off. We can wrap up the first round of Booby Game, the Booby the Game contest. Let me go ahead and let's take this out. Listening to the greatest internet radio show, if I have never said that enough, Spank Wagon Radio. Got to thank a lot of people for making this show possible. Got to say a big thank you to LVRocks.com for allowing me to come into their studio and fart in their chairs. A big thank you to all of our syndicates, Mega Rock Radio, Flash FM, KC Host, Real Music Network, and of course, we got a couple more coming on in the next week. I'll keep you informed. Also, I want to say, if we're not live, we're always in the archive, and you can catch us, podcasts.lvrocks.com, or just click on the archive link when you go into spankwagon.net. Also, want to say a big thank you to all of my friends, All-Star Felons, Ars Anime, Daily Noise, Subject to Discussion, and VFTP.net. Again, I've been your host, Trencher. You guys have been really a kick-ass audience and a kick-ass chat room. We'll talk to you next week. Spank Wagon Radio. SpankWagon.net.